Buckle up and settle in for a full hour of automotive mayhem with the real car guy, master technician, Mark Salem, where the only two things we can't fix is a broken heart and the crack of dawn. To talk to Mark, call 602-508-0960. That's 602-508-0960. Now, once again, here's Mark.
Rolled out to my Chevrolet, I climbed down up inside.
Girl wouldn't start.
She let out a whine.
Yep. If your car's letting out a whine and won't start, or if you have a car-related question or problem, I think I can help you. I'm pretty sure I can help you. And all you have to do is give us a call. And it's easy to do that. It's 602. And from there on, it's 508-0960. 602-508-0960. And we'll get you on as quickly as we can and talk about your car question, your car problem. My name is Mark Salem. This portion of Under the Hood is brought to you by Quality Transmission. If you have an issue with the transmission, Bob or Greg at Quality Transmission is who you need to call. They have many, many years of experience, and they don't guess with your money. They know how to repair transmissions. Quality Transmission is located in Tempe on McClintock, north of University. No matter where you live, they're worth the drive. And I'm very proud to recommend Quality Transmission. And I think one of the things that bothers me the most about the transmission business is the fact that they oftentimes tell you that you're going to have to pre-authorize $200, $300, or $400 to tear it apart, and then they'll tell you what's wrong with it. Here's what's missing in that equation. A good seasoned transmission guy is going to say it is nothing outside of the transmission. We have a problem inside. You have to know that when we go into your transmission at 120,000 miles, it's probably going to be in your best interest for an overhaul. So here's the top end of this deal, $28,000 to $3,000 or $15,000 to $19,000, whatever. They're going to give you a worst-case scenario. Now, if I get in there and find that the inside of that transmission is really in good shape and all I have to do is replace a sprag or a clutch or an O-ring, I'll call you and you can make that decision. I'll tell you what the inside looks like. But this is the beginning of the repair process, and here's the end, and hear these numbers out of my mouth. That's what's missing. Good seasoned guys can tell you that information, and Bob and Greg are just exactly what we talk about. When it comes to dispute resolution and car complaints, because we have a website called MarkSalem.com, and we've had it for 22 years, we started in 1988. We start talking about the best repair car repair shops in Phoenix. And we created a filter associated with making sure that we were talking about the best car repair shops in Phoenix. So today we're 54 strong. And to put you at ease, to make sure that you understand I've really done a good job in identifying these, then my guarantee is this. If you have a problem at one of my shops, and they're not my shops, and I make nothing on your repair, I want to make that very clear. Nothing. Zero nothing. If you go to one of my shops and you have a problem, I want you to file a nice complaint at the Better Business Bureau against the shop. I don't want you to call the shop owner names. I don't want you to talk about his wife. I don't want you to be mean. I want you just to give the facts. On this day I took it in, this is what they were supposed to fix, and this they didn't fix it. It'll go through a process that the Better Business Bureau has agreed that all of my shops will go to, and the shops have agreed, which is called arbitration. Ultimately, it'll end up at arbitration where there is a panel that will sit in judgment of this complaint, and the shop has agreed to abide by that decision. At the end of that decision, if the shop refuses to make the refund or if refuses to make the repair, I will, up to $5,000. Now, I'm covering transmissions on that $5,000. Here's the good news. In 22 years, we've never been to arbitration. Every single shop has handled their complaints to not only my satisfactions, but to the satisfaction of the Better Business Bureau. Sometimes the shop will make an offer that the Better Business Bureau feels that it's very, you know, it's a good offer. And the customer will decline it. So then the Better Business Bureau has to decide whether what they're going to do with the complaint. We're not playing games. It's not because we know the system or anything like that. It's just a real fair process for you. I get lots of complaints about all kinds of shops, even ones that are not within my area of responsibility. And they're very difficult to deal with. but every one of them gets my attention. But if you complain to me, one of the things I'm going to ask you to do first is go talk to the shop owner. Because, frankly, folks, 90% of them are handled at that level. I'll give you a good example. The other day, a gentleman called me and he said, I took my car into one of your shops and they quoted me either $600 or $1,000 to fix the SRS light, the airbag light. He says, I decided to get a second opinion and another shop fixed it for $63. They replaced the two horn buttons. So I responded to him and I says, have you talked to the shop owner? It would be a good idea because I think he would be interested in knowing what the fix was so he could learn from your experience. And I think it would be appropriate if you ask for your diagnostic money back. Be nice. He writes back and he goes, he never charged me any diagnostic money. He did that work for free, but it was wrong. And I said, well, still, I know at my shop and many other shops, we will give you a free oil change if you'll bring us a copy of the repair order that we misdiagnosed so that we can learn from it. So you get a free oil change and we get to learn. So that complaint kind of sat on my desk for about a month. And I finally called the shop owner. And I says, has anybody been in contact over this airbag light? And he said, no. And I explained it to him. And he says, sure, that'd be no problem. But the guy was really nice. The complainant guy was really nice. He didn't want blood. He didn't want the guy's head. He didn't want, you know, him to attend anger management classes. You wouldn't believe some of the things that I run into. And the anger management class was, not too long ago, I had a complaint on my own shop. And my own shop is that boyfriend bought girlfriend a car. Boyfriend had girlfriend bring the car in, and it needed a computer. Boyfriend paid for the computer. It was a special order part. It was about 3 weeks out. Car was still drivable. It just had a check engine light on. In that 3 weeks period of time, boyfriend and girlfriend, they break up. So we start calling the girlfriend. We don't know that though. We call the girlfriend and we can never get her to answer her phone. We can never get her to respond. Hey, your part is in. Now we only have 30 days before we can return this part. And even then we're going to pay a restocking fee. So finally we call the boyfriend. We say, hey, what's going on? Can you get so-and-so to bring her car in so we can fix it? And he goes, well, we're done. And he says, if you have the computer that I paid for, then go ahead and return it and just send me my money. I said, okay, fine. So she files a complaint and she wants me to fix her car for free and she wants me to attend battered women's classes or something like that, or an anger management classes, because we say to her, we're not going to fix your car because the money's been pulled by the guy who paid the bill who owns the car. But we don't know if he owns a car or not, but he says he does, and we don't really care. We're just stuck in the middle. So she filed a complaint to everybody that would listen, and the ultimate outcome of it was my repair shop was not required or not even asked to perform at any level, and it's unfortunate that we just got involved in a lover's quarrel, so to speak. 602-508-0960, 602-508-0960. And it's also important if you're outside the Phoenix metropolitan area. There's an application called TuneIn Radio that you can download for free and listen to our show live from any of these devices. The app, your iPhone, your iPad Touch, your iPod Touch, your iPad. So if you go to TuneIn Radio, you can get an app that you can listen to the show anytime you want. And the app lets you pause and rewind the show if needed. So if you're having trouble with us on the AM down, you're listening to us on the internet, or you're working on Saturdays and you have an iPhone, then tune in to us through TuneIn Radio. They offer 50,000 stations and 120 shows to choose from. It has live, local, and global stations. And don't forget, that's TuneIn Radio. And the best part is it's free. And there's no advertising that goes along with it. Another way you can listen to us online is just go to marksalem.com. And in the upper right-hand side of the page, there's a Listen Live link. And you can go to there as well. So there's a lot of places that you can listen or store our show, and you can always email me at mark@marksalem.com, and I will answer your car question just like I do 200 to 400 questions every week. I'm there for you, and I have no agenda, and I have your best interest in front of everybody else's. I'm not going to take my flock and let the wolves eat my sheep. That doesn't happen with me. So if you have a situation that you want some advice on, I'm very happy to offer you advice on what you might do. One of the ladies that recently wrote me had taken her car with a particular transmission problem to three different shops And when I say shops, I'm not going to be specific, but you can just assume that it's dealerships, independents, chain stores, and specialty shops like transmission shops. And they all had a different diagnosis, and every one of them was $2,000 or $3,000. And she was just beside herself, and I can understand that. I suggested to her that she pick a shop, and she go in, and she sit down with the service writer and say to them, I'm not interested in paying for guessing. I'm only interested in a fix. So if I spend $2,000 with you and you don't fix the problem, I want to know how we're going to unwind this deal. I want to know what you're going to do about that. I want to know, you know, I want assurances that I'm not going to pay for a misdiagnosis or a guess. I want to make sure I pay for only a fix. So again, it sat on my desk for quite some time. I gave her good advice. And then I called her the other day and I said, hey, I haven't heard what happened. And she says, Mark, she says, no one would sit down with me and talk with me about
this. 2 minutes.
And they also said that they wouldn't guarantee their diagnosis. And I said, okay, what'd you do? She says, I traded the car in. She says, but what the information you gave me will be beneficial later. But right now, what it told me is all three of them were guessing and none of them would guarantee their diagnosis. And the diagnosis in a transmission is that here's your parameters. This is the worst and the best case scenario. Now, one of them did bid a complete transmission. I think it was $8,000. But the car only had 60, 70,000 miles on it, so a complete transmission would be unlikely. But nevertheless, that's what they chose to do. If you have a car question or car problem, 602-508-0960. And when we come back, we're going to talk about something that people don't always do, but I'm going to explain the economics of why you should, and that's a used car inspection. When you're going to buy a car, it's a great idea to have the shop that's going to have the responsibility of fixing it, have them look it over, and have them help you determine a price that's fair. Now, they can't get involved in trade-ins and, you know, you're upside down on this car or you have lots of equity in it or whatever, but they're going to help you. And the cost for that used car inspection, depending on where you go, is anywhere from $30 to $100. And it depends on the depth that they use. So when we come back, we're going to talk about used car inspections, unless, of course, you call in. And if you call in, we'll talk to you at 602-508-0960. 602-508-0960. The lines are available right now, and they're empty. And if you'd like to do that, you can call us. I'm a master technician, and I've been in the auto repair industry since 1979. I am a 30-year master technician, and I'm very proud of that, which means I've passed all 8 tests. My name is Mark Salem. The show here is Under the Hood here on Intelligent Conservative Talk, AM 960 KKNT.
Hi, I'm Mark Salem.
The mechanic raised up from under my hood, and he shook his head and said, this ain't good.
Well, welcome back, everybody. 21 minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock, and I'm going to put that used car inspection piece on hold because the phone's lit up. So we're going to go to the phones like we always do. They have precedent, and we're going to talk with John. John, you're first. How can I help you?
Good morning, sir. I've got a 1998 Avalon XLS. I've got about 160,000 miles on it. And the ABS light came on, maybe 2 weeks ago. And I know my way around automobiles a little bit. I know that the ABS system doesn't have an effect on the normal braking. But I've had a couple of people tell me that this is it could be about 21 different things that would cause this light to come on. Could be just a sensor. I don't think that there's anything. We haven't had any activity on the ABS system. That's my wife's car, and so there's, you know, it hasn't been activated. So I don't know what. Have you got any suggestions?
First of all, the ABS light is yellow, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Yellow means caution. That means that we've taken the ABS, the anti-lock brake system, out of the car, and you have conventional braking, which means tire skid. That's what all that means. Yellow is okay. Continue to drive. If it was red, I would counsel you on allowing the air wife to drive. Never the line. Okay. 75% of the ABS lights are fixed with a wheel sensor. As the car goes down the road, there are wheel sensors. Now, if you have you can have a one channel, a two channel, a three channel, and a four channel ABS system. Let's pretend you have a four channel. That's one sensor in each tire.
Right.
As the car drives down the road, we better see each one of those sensors report the same mileage or the same miles per hour.
Right.
If you have a tire that's low, what will it say in relationship to the other three, a higher speed or a lower speed?
Well, it'd say a lower speed, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. The ABS system doesn't like that. The ABS system wants to see all of them at the same. Now, when it sees a lower speed and when you apply the brakes, it thinks that brake is on because it's a lower speed, and it will release pressure from the brake, and it'll want to see that tire speed up, but it won't. First thing first, air up all the tires. Make sure they're exactly the same.
Yeah, I do that. They're up.
And then you're going to have a scanner, and you don't have a scanner, and you can't afford $14,000 for a scanner, and the guys at the auto parts don't have scanners either. They have code readers, which is, you already know it's an ABS code.
Right.
So we're going to get in the car, and we're going to plug in the scanner. We're going to go take it for a drive. We're going to make some really tight right turns and left turns, because when you do that, each one of the tires will turn a different circumference as we make a hard right or a left turn.
Sure.
And we're going to find out which one it is. So you're going to spend somewhere between $50 and $100 for some diagnostics. There's a lot. There is 20 things that can be wrong. 75% of the ABS lights we fix, and we fix 10,000 cars a year, are wheel sensors, and that's all there is to it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I've always told my wife, just take it down to the dealer to have them do it. I would like to get hooked up with a good shop over in my area.
Where do you live?
I live in Scottsdale, over by the Scottsdale Airport.
Okay. Up north, there's two good places up there. There's Combs Automotive, and that's just south of Pinnacle Peak Road, just east of Scottsdale Road on Adobe. And then there's also Air Park Auto, and it's run by Nadine. Nadine and her husband opened Air Park Auto many, many years ago, and Nadine's husband died. She now runs the operation, and let me tell you something. Her technicians dance to the music she plays, not what they play. So those are two good shops that would be capable of diagnosing your Avalon.
Okay, good enough. Now then, could I ask one more question?
Sure.
I've got a 1974 Jeep J10 V8, and I need to have the carburetor. I was going to rebuild the carburetor myself. It's got a two-barrel on it. But where would be a good place? I don't want to mess with it. I'd like to take it someplace and have the carburetor rebuilt on it.
First of all, let me tell you that in this kind of a question, John, half the time the carburetor's not the problem. And the unfortunate part about it is that there's a few of us out there that still do carburetors really well. Here's the key. The carburetor repair guy has to go in and fix the symptoms he went in after, and here's the key, and not create any new ones. That's the skill of a carburetor guy. So if you diagnose it as a carburetor and it's really an EGR valve that's half stuck open, creating a vacuum leak, which kills the back two cylinders on your V8, then we can overhaul the carburetor till we're all dead, and that's not going to fix that vacuum leak. My suggestion to you is start with step one. Let's make sure it's the carburetor. Now, it has two circuits on your two-barrel. It has idle and cruise.
Right.
And if there's an idle problem, it'll only be at idle. And if there's a cruise problem, it'll only be at cruise. And if there is a problem in both idle and cruise, almost always it's unrelated to the carburetor.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. I should have told you a little bit more information. It's leaking. I know that the seals on the inside are leaking. I know my way around them. I rebuilt the Rochesters and if I had a Trans Am 455.
Okay. Is this a Holley?
Yeah. No. This is a standard. This one is a standard two barrel that came with the Jeep.
Okay.
I bought a new one, 74. So it's, I think it's just a standard, Jeep back then, 74.
Okay. I
just need somebody. I want to take it to somebody and have them redo it, and then I can just put it back on the engine again because it was leaking all over.
It would be a good idea to take the whole Jeep in and let them see where it's leaking. Let them make sure that they know what they're fixing, because working blind is very difficult, and it's the recipe for unhappy people.
Yeah.
So take it in, show them, say, I want to do the R&R, remove and reinstall. I want to bring it to you, and I want you to rebuild it. You're probably looking at $125 plus the kit and whatever parts it needs, like floats, choke pull-offs, accelerator pump diaphragm, stuff like that.
Sure.
Some of it comes with a kit, some of it doesn't.
Right.
So, all righty. Good luck to you, John. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Right. I appreciate it.
You betcha. Jim, you're up next. Jim, how are you today?
Hey, good morning, Mark. Hey, good to hear you back on the radio. Merry Christmas to you.
And to you, too. Thank you.
Hey, Mark, I have a 2000 Ford 5.4 Triton V8 that I developed a real bad coolant leak on the passenger side. What is that called? Like the crossover?
Yeah.
You know? Okay, now, I got a guy come in, Mark, and he just flat screwed this up, man. And now I have to get the whole number. It's the manifold and the crossover. And what I was wondering, Mark, you know, I don't make a lot of money. What would something like that cost to say if it was in your shop to have it fixed?
It just depends. Is the manifold plastic?
Oh, yeah, it's plastic, and this guy drilled on it, so I have to get an all-new manifold. I got to get that crossover thing. Okay. Oh, man, what a joke this guy did for me.
And let me tell you about the mobile guys. If the mobile guys were that good, they'd be working at my shop making $75,000 a year.
Well, believe me, Mark, I know that now.
Yeah. They, you know, it's unfortunate. They're good with certain things, but this is, it, on a 1 to 10 scale, this is, gosh darn it.
And this is as worse as it gets, Mark.
Yeah.
So now
yeah.
I can't even drive the doggone thing, you know. I have to tow it someplace to get it fixed.
Okay. Well, you probably can drive it if you just loosen the radiator cap to the first click and fill it with some water. Keep the pressure off the cooling system, and you can probably drive it. Unless, of course, you got water being pumped into the oil, and your oil looks like a chocolate milkshake, and then you can't do that.
Oh, no, Mark. That crossover, there was a bolt, I guess, last bolt is up underneath the manifold, and he couldn't get it, and he drilled it, man.
Okay.
He drilled it. You can't move it. He did me a number, Mark.
Okay. Well, the good news is this. The good news is the manifold is available other than Ford by Dorman Company, D-O-R-M-A-N. Go on the internet, D-O-R-M-A-N, and they make a better manifold than Ford does. And they make it because it's such a POS anyway.
Yeah.
The bad news is I can't possibly give you an estimate because I have to see what the deal is, and I have to see how bad he screwed it up.
Oh, yeah.
But the R&R on the intake is probably between $300 and $400, and then we got that bolt we got to deal with. Now, the manifold, sometimes we can save the manifold, but sometimes you can't. But the manifold from Dorman is a lot cheaper and will be sold a lot less to you as opposed to the one from Ford. I got to run, but when we come back, we're going to take Billy and Chester, so please stay right there because I'm going to get to you right on the other side of the break. We have open lines available, and if you have a car question, then 602-508-0960. 602-508-0960, and that's because we're AM 960 KKNT. That's the reason. My name is Mark Salem, and my website is marksalem.com. There's good information there 24 hours a day if you need it. We'll be right back right after this.
I'm his head said this ain't good. Timing belts done shrunk one size.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Mark Salem. It's 34 minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock every Saturday morning here at 10 o'clock. We're talking about cars. You're always welcome to join us no matter how you do it, on the radio, on the web, InTune Radio? Yeah, TuneIn Radio. Those are the three different options you have. But we thank you very much for spending your Saturday morning with us. This portion of Under the Hood is brought to you by Larry Harker's Auto Repair. They're a full-service, family-owned auto shop located at 38th Avenue and Indian School. Larry Harker's Auto is a trusted name for quality and affordable automotive service and maintenance in the Phoenix area. So if you live anywhere near 38th Avenue and Indian School, make sure you visit Larry Harker's Auto Repair. From Indian School South and from I-17 West, there are two places that I recommend. That's a big hole, but S&S Tire and Larry Harker's hold down that area. Actually, Camelback South, in I-17 West, all the way out to Avondale, Buckeye, S&S Tires, and Larry Harker. Every automotive shop that advertises on the show is part of our list, and you get my promise you're going to be treated fairly. Let's go to the phones. Billy, you're up next. Billy, how are you today?
Good, man. How about yourself?
Very good. Thank you very much.
I got an 07 Chevy truck. I've had it when I got it, I had 26 thou on it. I got 159 now. I've changed the oil religiously every 3,000 miles just to keep it clean, but I was wondering maybe I should go to a synthetic now or something that I hear about that helps seals and that sort of thing.
Okay, that's a great question, but I don't think you should do that, and I'll tell you why. I want you to put your hands out in front of you, and I want them 12 inches apart. Put your palms together like you're praying, then move them 12 inches apart, and that's the protection level of a conventional oil. Your left hand indicates that the oil will turn to a wax at about 33 degrees. Your right hand indicates that about 325 degrees engine temperature, Fahrenheit, then it's going to turn to a hard tar. Semi-synthetic, move your hands out just a little bit. Full synthetics, move your hands out a lot. Now, here's a full synthetic. Where a conventional oil turns to a wax at 33, a conventional will do it at 50 or 60 below zero. Now, I don't know where you live in Arizona, but you're not going to see that temperature.
I'm down here. Look, I had my hands up. I just ran over a street sign. Thanks a lot. What's your insurance carrier?
Farm Bureau. Just call Bruce at Farm Bureau and tell him.
That's funny. talk on the phone.
Doggone, that's funny. All righty. So the semi-synthetic and the full synthetics, they just open up the thing. Now think about this. That motor on your Chevy truck, at 260 degrees, you're in big trouble. Your conventional is going to protect the motor as best it can, up to 325, and a full synthetic's up to 500. But I got to tell you, at 260, you're in big trouble anyway. And the protection afforded by a conventional oil is all you need. Now, I have a suggestion for you. The conventional oils of today will go far, far more than 3,000 miles. I think you should go up to, instead of 4 oil changes a year, you should do 3, or instead of 3, you should do 2. I want you to adjust your oil level, because your motor, this feeling about my motor is going to love me if I change my oil every 3,000 miles is not true. But I want you, for the environment, most of anything, I want you to just duck an oil change a year. And I want you to move to 4 or 5, and you'll be just fine. But let's go to the dance with the girl that got us here, and let's not change the path right now, okay?
Yeah, this 5.3 has been a wonderful engine.
Yeah, and you know, here's what's going to happen. The engine will fail when Billy overheats it or runs it low on oil, because every single engine we replace, which is about 3 or 4 a month, has one of those two categories. It's 8 out of 10 of them have been overheated, and the other 2 have been run low on oil and damaged. So if you can avoid the overheat and you can avoid the running low on oil, that motor will run you a 250,000 miles easy.
Do you recommend down here in the valley put it on an extra oil cooler?
No, not at all, because your oil temperature is going to be 10 degrees higher than your cooling system, because they are intertwined. So if your engine's running at 210, which is where it should be running, then the oil's going to be 220, 225. Now, here's a real quick math question for you. When does water boil?
120, I think.
Nope.
1 minute.
110?
No, it's 100 Celsius, but 75. It's 212 Fahrenheit. I'm going to spot you this one. 212.
Okay.
Every time you start your car and shut it off, it dumps a tablespoon of oil in your engine. A tablespoon of water in your engine. We need to get the oil temperature up to 212 so we can boil the water out, because water and oil equals sludge. So as long as you're running over 212, you're home free, and you'll never have sludge in that motor.
Well, the gauge is 209 right now.
Okay, good. Good. There's no problem with that. That's
cool.
But of course, you just ran over that sign too. So
yeah.
No,
I got no right front headlight either now.
Billy, I'm going to pretend like that we used a fake name for you just in case you get into trouble.
Well, I ain't giving you my last name.
That's okay. Thank you very much, Billy. When we come back, Dick and Bruce, you guys are up next. My name's Mark Salem. This is AM 960 KKNT 602-508-0960.
Hello.
Well, welcome back, everybody. 44 minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock. My name's Mark Salem. And if you're wondering, let me set your mind at ease. We are known as the Intelligent Conservative Talk, AM 960 KKNT. And I got a special buy from the president of the company about the intelligent part. Okay? And this portion of Under the Hood is brought to you by Thompson's Auto Repair and Towing. And they are located on the south side of Main Street, just east of Stapley and Mesa. Thompson has been in business since 1970. They're a AAA approved shop. They're an ASE certified Blue Seal shop and a NAPA certified auto care. Thompson's Auto Repair was named a Business of the Year in 2009 by the Mesa Chamber of Commerce, and they're equipped to handle all major and minor repairs on foreign and domestic vehicles. I'm proud to have Brian and Thelma, Thompson's Auto Repair, on my list of best car repair shops. So if you're looking for a place in Mesa, trust me when I tell you, they're a good place. All right, let's go to the phones. Dick, thank you for holding. Dick, thank you very much. How can I help you?
Hi, good morning. I've got something I've wondered about for a long time, and I've never had the personal experience. What happens if a shop in good faith, a competent shop in good faith, does a repair? The repair doesn't work. And as a result of that, the customer is without the use of the vehicle for a material period of time. How does the customer compensate it, if there is any way to do it, for that loss of use?
That is a very difficult question. I think there's two answers to it. Let's put a story to your question. I took my car in, and the shop put in an engine. And after they put this engine in that was rebuilt by a major manufacturer here in the United States, and they found out that the engine is bad. So now I'm going to be without the car for another 3 or 4 or 5 days because they're going to have to do the engine again.
Right.
Sometimes the shop and the manufacturer of the motor will work out something with the customer. If the manufacturer really is the guy, he needs to step up. It's his motor that caused this problem. They'll step up and cover rental car services, typically $25, $30 a day, but they're not going to put you in an Escalade for $80 or $90 a day. On the other side of the coin, if they're in the process of replacing the exhaust manifold and the bolts snap off in the head, which means that the head's got to come off to have those bolts removed, then that was just part of the process, and whoever would have done that job would have had this been up against the same hurdles. In that particular case, it started out as a 2-day job, and it turns into a 4 or 5 day job. I'm not quite sure that the dispute resolution people that I work with and that I know would say that the shop should pick up the rental car, because one is controllable. This first scenario I suggested was controllable by the manufacturer. And number two, it's just the way it is. And so that's a difficult question.
I wonder, off the top of my head, I wonder as a business proposition, and I can't put your cap on, but if I tried to hypothetically, if I were to build into either a quote or an offer, an alternative quote, providing through a, let's say, a highly competitive deal with a nearby rental agency, so I could say to a customer, look, this job may take 1 day, may take 3 days, whatever, but I have a deal with XYZ car rental company, and I can get that for you for $30 a day.
And you're exactly right. I would just guess, ballpark figure, a third of the shops out there have that relationship with Enterprise or other places. The problem is that Enterprise and all the rest of the car rental companies, and let's put their hat on for a minute, they're interested in airport traffic. They're interested in having thousands of cars on the road a day. And the little guys like me that are going to throw one or two cars a week at them are really not on their radar screen, and they have no motivation to give us a deep deal on a car because we're not going to give them a significant amount of money. Let me also offer this to you. According to Dun & Bradstreet, and I'm not saying this because I want you to say poor me, okay, because I'm in the auto repair industry, but Dun & Bradstreet clearly says this year that the average repair shop net profit is 6 to 8 points. That means 6 to 8 cents of every dollar they get to keep. We know Uncle Sam's going to take at least a third of that. So if you take a third of the six, then all of a sudden you're at 4, or a third at the 8, whatever. The idea is that when we start dipping into those other pockets, it becomes uneconomical. I had a customer just not too long ago where this kind of situation occurred, and the customer asked that I cover 2 days of his rental car because he brought in his car on Thursday. We started on it Friday, but it was 6 hours worth of work, and we just simply didn't get it done. I mean, it's not because we didn't try, and he wanted a couple of days, I think 3 days of rental cars. But the discount was well over 12% of the whole ticket. So I couldn't very well give him 12% because then I did the job for free, and I financially participated. Plus, I told him, I didn't know till Monday that you needed your car back Friday. And I wish you would have told me. So I think we've got him handled, but these are very touchy issues, and I think the scenario itself. But you're right. We have an agreement with Enterprise as well. Plus, we have rental cars at $30 a day, and that's $21 a day, plus all those stupid taxes they put on top of it. So the net is $30 a day, and we have 2 or 3 rental cars for that exact purpose. So that's how we handle it, and I think other guys do the same. I know Marshall Service Center up in Scottsdale has rental cars as well, and he does a good job with his rental cars. He has as many as 30. But he's got lots of snowbirds as his traffic. So,
all right, that seems like a reasonable way to do it. I have said, I always wondered just in case. So I know the dealers all have cars that are part of their rental side of their business, and they're only too happy to let you have those for $60 a day. But
yeah.
Okay.
And, well, thank you very much for that, bringing that up. And I have one other comment, too. It is true that when in 2001, when I bought my wife a Jaguar, because I think all women want Jaguar, she certainly did, one that we just sold the other day for 1/10 of what we paid for it. one-tenth of what we paid for it, maybe even less than that. I know when she took it in, she got a free rental car, but I want to tell you something. I know who paid for that rental car. There's no question about it. I know we paid for it in the service side, and I know we paid for it on the front side. So as a business owner, I suppose if you wanted that protection, I'll give you another example. Who does that is Discount Tire. They have a road hazard guarantee, which I think is about $15 a tire. This is what I tell my customers. 15 times 4 is $60. The tire costs me just a little bit more than that. If you wreck a tire, I'll give it to you at cost. So if you don't wreck a tire, then you haven't spent that money. So here's an insurance policy for you, and here's the deal. I'm going to give you one tire for cost if you happen to kiss a curb and cut the tire. Or you can just go ahead and pay me 15% of the tire, $15 a tire, and I'll cover your – we could do that in rental car stuff as well. Although I don't think that's in the customer's best interest. It's just a matter of communication. If we know we're under a time frame, just let us know in advance. Thank you, Dick, for that very much. Bruce, you're up next. Bruce, how are you today?
Pretty good, Mark. Hold on. I got to get you a speaker.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Well, hold on. I can do it. Okay. Here we go.
Go ahead.
I've got a... this one's going to confuse you.
Okay.
It's a 93-95 Mercury Cougar XR7.
Okay.
V6, the big one that they put in it, I don't know, what is it, 3.8 or 3.8?
It's probably 3.8, but just start with the symptoms first.
Well, it's been diagnosed with a head gasket.
Okay.
Yes, I did overheat it.
Okay.
Water pump went out. And it took a while to replace it, but after that, it was fine. I drove down here from the state of Washington, north of Seattle, and the thing ran like a champ. But now the head gasket, and nobody wants to do it. Well, they'll do it, but it's going to cost me $900 to $1,200.
I would have bid it for the same amount of money, $900 to $1,200. How many miles are on the car?
I have no idea because I know it has a 93 motor in it.
Okay. Here's the problem. The problem is this. Because it's been overheated, no one knows what the inside of those cylinders look like unless they have a camera. So some of us have that. Some of us don't. And we can drop the camera into the spark plug hole and look around, but we don't know if the bottom end took a beating. So if we pop the heads off of it and replace and remachine the heads, flatten them back out, put new head gaskets on it, we have to reassemble the heads, reassemble the intake manifold, reassemble the exhaust manifold, put it all back together and get it running. The possibility exists that the bottom end's going to start using oil or there's going to be additional problems. And nobody wants to do that on a car that may have a Blue Book value of $2,500. So here's what I am going to tell you. Where do you live in town?
Well, basically right downtown.
Okay.
24th and Thomas.
Okay. If you'll come to my shop, and do you have access to the internet?
Yes, I do.
MarkSalem.com.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you, and I'm going to install for you, a bottle of Stop Leak that works. It's a temporary fix. It will work as long as 30 days and upwards to 8 or 9 months, and I will give that to you for free.
Well, I've already put bars leak in it.
I don't care what you've put in it. You haven't put what I've got, which is a brand new product by CRC that has just impressed us beyond belief. And it works like nothing else we've ever tried, and we've tried bars as well. So you just come by the shop, call first. Make sure I'm there or my general manager, Eddie, is here, and we're going to install. This bottle's $28. It's my cost on the bottle, but I'm going to give it to you for free, and let's try that and see what happens, okay? Thank you very much, Bruce. I appreciate it. I want to tell you something else about something that's kind of important to me, and that's a body shop. Phoenix Body Works and Greg May, the owner of Phoenix Body Works, will be an advocate for you if you have an insurance claim. They are hassle-free. Phoenix Body Works is hassle-free, and the insurance company, friendly. Otherwise, they're going to work with the insurance company to make sure that you're put back the way you should be put back. They know how to work with the insurance companies, and they're going to make sure your car is put back together the right way, on time, and at affordable price with quality that Phoenix Body Works is well known for. I haven't heard anything negative about Phoenix Body Works customers. They're all doggone happy. I'm proud to have him on my best car repair shops list, and they're located at 19th Avenue, half block north of Deer Valley Road. You can reach him Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and on Saturday, 9 to 12. That's Phoenix Body Works. You can find him at marksalem.com, best car repair shops, and click on body shops in Phoenix, and it's a great place to have your vehicle done. I also want to remind you, too, that there's another, now that was a body shop, but on the repair side, there's Kurt's Auto Repair up north. He's right there on I-17 and Bell. So we've got a body shop and we've got a mechanical shop virtually side by side. Kurt's Auto Repair has years of experience on you working on domestic and import, both gas and diesel. Kurt's Auto Repair is located I-17 and Bell, and since they opened in 1992, they've been a member with good standing, in good standing, with the Better Business Bureau. So if you're looking for a repair shop and you don't have one you like already, Kurt's is a great place that you should try. Let's see where we're at. I think we can squeeze
one more.
We're going to do Pasal. I need you to be quick. Give me the kind of car and the symptoms. I'm going to do my best to get you done in the next 2 minutes.
Okay.
Go.
I got a 1962 Cadillac.
Okay.
Good review. And I got a problem when it's cold, it starts very well. And when it's hot, it starts but with a lot of cranking.
Okay. Okay. Almost all the time, what's happening on that 62 Cadillac Coupe de Ville is the quadrajet carburetor is leaking. What we call the main wells are leaking. So when you start it in the morning, the choke is shut, and that helps get the thing running. We need the extra choke to get it running. But in its warm, the choke is standing straight up. And as a result of that, the choke doesn't work. Therefore, you have to crank it and refill the bowl. More times than not, a simple carburetor overhaul and sealing up the main wells will fix your 62 Cadillac. If you want to get more information, get a hold of me at mark@marksalem.com. Mark,
thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Pasal.
1 minute.
We want to remind you, too, that if you want to contact me Monday through Friday, 24 hours a day, I don't care, mark@marksalem.com. And obviously, my website is marksalem.com. I have your best interest in front of everybody else's best interest. I am pleased and honored to be called a consumer advocate. I don't really think I'm a consumer advocate. I think I'm just a straight-talking cowboy that knows cars like few others. And I also know how to treat a customer because I'm a certified arbitrator and a mediator, and I'm also a certified court-certified expert in auto repair. What I have to offer you is just common-sense car repair, and I have the ability to help you understand what you need to say and don't say.
10 seconds.
Those are the things that we're interested in. I want to wish all of you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year's. God bless you. Please wear your seatbelt and please don't drink and drive this weekend. See you next Saturday.